say bye.
Bye. Thank you, guys. Is that it?
Good night.
Good night. Oh, wait.
No, don't make fun of them.
Whatever. That was just kidding, whatever. I actually...
would never be me.
Good night.
Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day. So he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7, they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland the Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch Van Owen blew off Roland's head. Headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who'd done him in. He found him in Mombasa, in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word. But he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Thompson gunner, talking about the man. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, the eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but it still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine, in Berkeley.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Down as the winter. wonder how your favorite artist became your favorite artist? They got played at your local radio station. Rock, pop, country, R&B, folk, rap, psychedelia. It's all great. Come hear your next favorite artist on The Dweezil Show, Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m., right here on 91.5 WMFO and on WMFO.org.
Change the world. won't be home tonight. The snow falls hard and don't you know? The winds of Thor are blowing cold. They're wearing steel that's bright and true.
Oh, newspaper got to say, and which brand of coffee to make. This is no umbrella to take into the wind, but before we begin, is there nothing to kill this anxiety?
this is Robin Zanner.
Hello, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick for Rad.
Some people think it's fun to drive drunk, but that's unacceptable.
Be smart. If you drink,
don't drive.
Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
And now my eyes can see so clear.
Somebody else, or the state of things, fearing where it everybody, look what I found. Simply the best manservant in town. He's neat and discreet, he couldn't be any subtler. This is the story of my rock and roll butler. Scrubbing away at the dirt, bending and stretching in a little tight skirt. She says I'm much nicer than the Marquis de Sade. This is the story of my little French maid. Seen the driver of my black limousine. He wears a black cap and some black panty loafers. This is the story of my rock and roll chauffeur.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah. my neck, when on the swing. standing in the backyard, catching snowflakes with our tongs. But later on in life, you tend to forget that stupid stuff. You're too busy making money, though there will never be enough. Christmas magic's happening again, my friend. This fantastic unraveling again, my friend. Shopping malls are like cattle calls. I'm always walking the wrong way, like a pinball getting bumped around when you didn't ask to play. But then later on in the parking lot, a snowflake landed on my lips, and it brought me back to 1974 when I was new to all of this. Christmas magic's happening again, my friend. It's time. Feet. The meal was so bad, I started squirming in my seat. I glance out of the window, see the lights line every street. I'm always mystified. So yeah, going home, it always freaks me out, cause I go right back to that place when I was insecure and never really sure how to break the darkness in that space. So late last night, I couldn't get to sleep,